Folks, as we close out the year 2025, which unfortunately I believe will go down as one of the most decisive and horrible years in American history, to be honest with you. One of the reasons it's been so bad is because of the people that we've lost. And in a tradition here at InfoWars, Darren McBreen has put together a very moving compilation of the people that we've lost in 2025. I think it's important to put this in perspective and take a look at some of the people that are no longer with us to greet 2026. Here is that compilation by the great Darren McBreen.
Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Ain't nowhere to sue for goodbye.
Keep smiling through.
I'm your huckleberry.
Just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
And will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them that I won't be long, and they'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Yeah, we'll meet again. I don't know where, and I don't know when, but I do know that we'll meet again some sunny day. So, honey, keep on smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And would you please say hello,
hello
to all the folks that I know, and tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know.
Of course, in memory of Jamie White. What a crappy year. Jesus Christ. Can we do better next year? Can we all agree do a hell of a lot better next year? At least there's been a lot of awakening this year. At least this year has exposed a lot of the rot from the inside. Folks, I hope you can support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Not a lot of people think we thought we would have been around to ring in 2026. We proved them wrong, and we'll prove them wrong over and over like we have for the last several decades. We've got many more decades ahead of us as long as you go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. We'll be back on the other side to open up the phone lines, but make sure to get your orders in now so you can meet those New Year's resolutions, improve yourself, and make 2026. Destroy 2025. We're done with 2025. It's over. We're moving on. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com. Folks, final hour of the War Room is on, although you're going to want to tune back in at 9 p.m. tonight as we kick off our New Year's Eve coverage. Lots of guests, big celebration. So make sure you're tuning in for that here on InfoWars. Follow us on X. I'm at Harrison H. Smith, at Real Alex Jones, at AJN Live. Just make sure you're following all of us, and we'll be going live starting at around 9 p.m. It'll go till at least midnight, probably till 1 and maybe beyond. And it should be a good time, so make sure you're tuning in for that. I want to go to some phone calls, and I want to go to some videos. Let me open up the phone lines for your calls now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call. I'll let you host the show. I'll let my voice rest a little bit so I can actually be entertaining tonight for our New Year's coverage. But I do want to hear what you have to say about all the stories that we've covered today and anything else that's on your mind. I still do have a lot of stories to get to and a lot of things to cover. All of it is just as absurd as everything else. You have things like this. In response to the massive daycare fraud being exposed by independent journalists using state websites, Washington State Senator Lisa Wellman has pre-filed legislation to hide information about daycares and their operators from the public. So yes, in response to the revelation that these daycares are being exploited to rob billions of dollars in fraud, the Democrats are making it illegal to investigate. Great. Although this was a very good post from Christian Hines, I think is how you pronounce that. Three iron laws of the Democratic Party. One, the worse off a group of people act, the more praise Democrats lavish upon them. Two, the amount of sympathy Democrats offer to an individual is inversely related to how close they are to being a member of the founding stock of Western civilization. Three, the goal of the Democratic Party is to loot from the group, in point two and give it to the group in point one. Yes, yes, yes. When you look at who the Democrats are, who they claim to represent, who they claim to champion, there is one iron rule. Anybody incapable of making white babies is their ally. White, straight people are the enemy. Everybody else is the ally. Gay white people, no babies, great, you're in. Like when you understand that that really is what it goes to. It really does get down to that simple, is white people versus everybody else. It's not all that complicated. None of this is all that complicated. Again, I wish it wasn't this way. I don't want to be fighting anybody. I don't want to be a part of a race at war with the other races. It'd be nice if we'd all get together, but it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that can't be that way. I want to go to a few more videos here. I want to go to this one. This unbelievable clip drops the red pill nuke on the level of fraud, again, that we are experiencing from every different level. Sargon Uta Bayar? I can't remember her name. That's a good video. Let's watch.
This scandal is totally appalling, but it is also unsurprising. And that's because it's a microcosm of what ails the Democratic elites. That's our Why It Matters segment for the night. The latest revelations join others in which suspected Somali fraudsters stole more than $9 billion in federal funds from 14 state-run agencies dating back to 2018. Somali Americans make up 89% of the defendants charged. The absolute scale of the fraud just beggars belief. Where were the spot checks? Where were the officials? It seems totally impossible that the Democratic leadership was not somehow in on this. Just think about how outrageous this is. You are wondering whether you can afford to have another child because childcare is so expensive. Meanwhile, a group of Somalis in Minnesota got $110 million for childcare centers that don't exist. You can't afford to buy a home, but 100 Somalis spent millions on luxury properties, millions of your taxpayer dollars. You're paying $30,000 a year for terrible health care, and they got millions for health care centers that they never opened for patients that they never serviced. But the fraud is a microcosm of an illness that plagues our political elites, especially on the left. More broadly, everybody comes before you. For decades, the Democrats have pushed for mass migration, both legal and illegal, which drove down the wages of working class Americans while making competition for housing, healthcare, and an education the hallmarks of the American dream even fiercer. And if you objected, if you had the audacity to ask why your children were being disinherited in your country, the Democratic elites called you racist. Leftist American elites developed an entire woke vocabulary as a smokescreen to mask the mass pillaging of the American working class. They smeared hardworking people who work 10 times harder than they do, by the way, and make a fraction as much. When those working class Americans objected to having their jobs sent overseas and those jobs that remained here degraded by a glut of cheap labor. Millionaires on cable news called you racist if you said, wait a minute, why don't my kids matter? That's why people are so angry about the Somali fraud case. It is the epitome of the fraud perpetrated on the American people through the collusion of the Democratic Party, the liberal media, and people willing to take advantage of the immense generosity of the American people and then spit in our faces.
Well, she ain't wrong. She's not wrong. But don't worry, folks. You know, our government is bombing Iran. Okay, so we're going to go to war with Iran. It's fine. Don't worry about all this other stuff. Iran ballistic missiles are now the concern. We'll take them out. Don't worry. We're fine. And that's one of the things. It's like, a lot of times you talk, if you criticize Trump, it's like, well, he's dealing with all this. I mean, he's dealing with like war in Ukraine and like all this other stuff. It's like, you know, he's trying to stop World War III. He's trying to save the world here. Okay. That's the most important thing. Nothing else matters if we all die in a nuclear holocaust. And that is true to a certain degree. But how are all those things going? How's the Ukraine war going? Russia is apparently ramping everything up. Pentagon announces $8.6 billion Boeing contract for F-15 jets for Israel. Amazing. Thank you for that. It just, you know, it's like, well, so what are we doing here? So, okay, you know, I'm focusing on taking care of all this stuff around the world. You know, we're trying to deal with the Ukraine war. That's the most important thing. Well, what's going on there? Putin orders expansion of Ukraine war in 2026 and new blow to Trump's peace talks. As the future of the Russia-Ukraine war hangs in the balance of a precarious peace deal, it's business as usual for Vladimir Putin. The Russian president ordered the expansion of a buffer zone along the U.S. Along the Russia-Ukraine border in 2026, Moscow's top general said today. The Kremlin has long said that the zone in Ukraine's Sumy and Kharkiv was to protect Russian civilians from the border from the enemy raids. Okay, so Ukraine war is not only not stopped, it's basically expanded and gotten worse. Wonderful. We did yesterday see Trump meeting with Netanyahu and saying that we would go to war with Iran over their ballistic missiles, a, you know, new advancement against the promises that he made. We apparently are days away from launching a new war in Venezuela. So it's like, that's not really an excuse anymore. and sort of never was, but we're being destroyed domestically and everything overseas is going to crap. So what are we doing here? And as we watched, you know, like one of those other videos, we're like, why has Tim Walz not been arrested? Well, fear not. He has been called to testify, so watch out, okay? Congressional Republicans call on Minnesota's Tim Walz to testify. A House committee on Wednesday called Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison to testify on a fraud scandal that's roiled the state. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt suggested fraud investigations could spread to California and New York. They called on Governor Walz to testify amid an ongoing social services fraud scandal. I'm sure he'll certainly comply with that, right? Of course he will. So, okay. So, not being arrested, not being investigated, being asked to come testify, to come lie about what's going on, to come call anybody looking into what's going on a white supremacist like he did with Nick Shirley. Okay. Great. I'm sure he'll learn his lesson. Let's go to your phone calls now. I've got Joshua in Pennsylvania, who's called in with comments on General Flynn. Go ahead, Joshua. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Hey, I just wanted to say that, like, it's nice that he put out that call to action, but honestly, it's just words, sweet nothings, honestly. Like, we have the right to change the government by force. When are boots going to start kicking doors? And as a white American, I'm really tired of being abused and being told how bad I am and by these people, honestly, demons, in my opinion, that masquerade as holier than thou, and they're better than the rest of us. I'm just tired of it, Harrison. Like, it's just all words, man. There's no arrests. And honestly, if nothing happens from any of this stuff, fraud, the supposed insurrection, or anything, then honestly, that should be the starting of the next 1776 or whatever you want to call it, revolution. But that's all I gotta say.
I agree. I mean, I'm right there with you. It's unacceptable. And I've been saying since before Trump got into office, I was like, okay, how long are we going to wait? You know, at what point are we going to get to? And, you know, I was talking about like April, you know, like, okay, he gets inaugurated in January. How long is it going to take to wrap some of this up? I mean, all of the evidence is there. It's been there for a decade. If you're talking about Russia collusion, if you're talking about opening the border, like it's not even an investigation. I mean, they did it publicly. We know exactly who did it. And it's just like, well, here we are, last day of 2025. Nothing has happened. Nothing has been done. And you're right. We get a lot of words. We get a hell of a lot of words. I don't know. I don't know what the next steps are, but we need to be preparing for that. Thank you for the call, Joshua. I think Evan is maybe has an answer to my question here. Evan in Texas, thank you for calling in.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, man, I just think that, like, it's getting to the point where Trump is just, like, he just, everybody makes excuses for him. I mean, it's about time we just, like, I think we should InfoWars just go back to doing InfoWars stuff that you guys did in 2000. But, I mean, I think we should do the protests at least last Trump. And we can't at least do that. Maybe do the stunts like Alex Jones, if you used to go get arrested. And, like, that was, like, peak InfoWars and awesome. I mean, it gets tension. And if Trump wants to disavow, I guess he can do that. I just don't know what this solution is because it's going to get worse.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, it's the bankruptcy that's really stopped us from doing a lot of the live stuff that we used to do, which is very unfortunate because it costs money to travel and, you know, our bank accounts are not. We have to get permission from the court, so it just hasn't been a possibility for the last couple of years. But I think we'll start that up again. I think we'll have to. I think you're right. And I think the idea of Alex leading a march in D.C., then you've got January 6th is this, like, you know, sort of Damocles hanging over people's heads where it's like, and that was part of it, right? Part of the PSYOP was convince right-wingers that going to a protest is dangerous because you might end up in jail for 20 years, even though you never broke a law. So we can't let that stop us from doing it, but we do have to take it into account and be more careful and explicit about what we're doing, because at the same time that we don't want another January 6th happening, it wouldn't take a January 6th for a leftist or globalist to come in and hijack the whatever protest we do and attack it or make it seem like we're attacking somebody. So, it's a brave new world that we're in, and we got to be careful as we navigate these waters. But I do think that, protests and getting out in the real world and giving people a place to go, to be boots on the ground in some regard, I think is going to have to be the next step. I think you're right about that. Evan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Duke in Oklahoma. Duke, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Well, I was listening to all the people that we had lost in the year and everything. We do this all the time, but whenever it showed Jamie White, that kind of teared me up quite a bit. He meant a lot to a lot of the people at InfoWars. A lot of the people that listen to InfoWars. And it had a lot of meaning to me because, it just seems like we never get anything done that needs to be done in this country. There's so many things that Trump needs to be doing that we know he needs to be doing for us, but we've lost the voice when it comes to, him and his supporters of the things that we want him to do. It's like we can't get anything really done, and it's disconcerting. We're very upset. Americans, true Americans, are really, really upset about the situation we're in and how come things are not getting accomplished the way they should, and sometimes I listen to Alex and even General Flynn, and I'm like, yeah, they're saying the things that need to be said, but nothing's getting done. Yeah. And that's what worries me, because, we're going to get to a point where we're not going to back off at all. And then there's not going to be any stopping us. Maybe that's what needs to happen. I don't know. But, we're suffering. Americans are suffering. And it's worse than we're recognizing. And nothing's being done. And that's what really just pisses me off.
So what can we do about it? What do you think the next steps are? You think a tax protest is the right way to go? That seems to be picking up steam around now.
You see what they do in the protest. They've got that figured out. We can protest all we want. They can always, insert something into the protest and turn it on us. They've turned everything against us. Look at January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biggs, he should have been pardoned right off the bat. Why wouldn't you pardon Joe Biggs? I mean, come on, Trump, what in the heck's going on? We don't have his ear anymore. Everybody's got his number, but nobody can call him like a friend and have a conversation with him and tell him, hey, look, buddy, the time is now. The time is going by, and here we are in a new year. Nothing's been done. Nobody's been arrested. Come on, what in the world is that all about? How can you not arrest these people? You arrest a citizen for driving without insurance or without a driver's license or, a warrant for something that's not even that big or something like that. But you can't arrest people that are stealing millions and millions of dollars. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? You tell me. What are we doing here? We're not doing anything. We're getting clobbered.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the weirdest thing about it is that, you look at like J.D. Vance or even like Trump's kids, like Trump, Donald Jr. or Eric Trump or J.D. Vance or any of them, they're tweeting out like, oh, my God, this is totally unacceptable. We have to do something. And under it, every comment is like, then do something. You're in power. So it's like, I don't even believe that Trump doesn't know this stuff. You can't stop his son from contacting him. Don Jr. knows what's going on because he tweets about it. J.D. Vance knows what's going on. You expect Trump not to talk to them, not to, speak to them? So I got no explanation for you. I got no excuses to make. He's failing. He's failing completely. And, we reiterated from the video we showed earlier, he's going to go down as the man who could have saved the Republic and chose not to. Chose not to. The unfortunate thing about it is not just the slow death of America. It's the fact that we're going to literally be hunted over this. And I don't want to be like a doomsayer, like Blackpiller, like they are making lists. We're talking about real revolution here. It's either going to be from us or against us at the end of the day. I've studied the Bolshevik Revolution. I've studied the German Revolution of 1918. I've studied the way this happens. Study the French Revolution. There's no guarantee against devolving into something like that. I mean, how many times in history has an incredibly powerful, sophisticated, developed state still devolved into mass murder? Revolutionary France was the height of sophistication at that point. It was the height of academia and power in the monarchy. It ended up with the Reign of Terror. You say the same thing about Germany and the Nazis. Most sophisticated, intelligent, enlightened, scientific community ever. Awash with blood, right? So if you think America can't fall into this, or that what we're talking about here is some sort of, you know, economic downturn, no, I'm talking about what do you do when people start disappearing? We're going to have to start answering that question because you know these Democrats are actually that crazy. So what do you do? What are you going to do? Again, folks, make sure you're tuned in tonight at 9 p.m. We will be going live for the midnight New Year's special. So make sure to tune in and share the links for that. Let's go to Danny in Virginia now. He's got a dad joke for us. Go ahead, Danny. You're on the air.
Okay. Real quick, I want to talk about how your suit looks. Looks really good.
Thank you.
What's the seventh letter in the alphabet?
G.
Yeah, I said the, didn't I?
What?
Damn, I blew that dad joke so bad. But anyway.
wait. Try again.
Okay.
What is the dad joke?
Okay. What's the seventh letter in alphabet?
G.
No.
It's not?
See, you got me to read it a second time.
What's the joke?
What's the seventh letter in alphabet?
Oh, the word alphabet?
No, now you got it.
That's not a joke, that's a riddle. You said a joke and you came with a riddle. You've lied to me, Danny.
I just wanted you to smile before you get off the air. You've had such a bad day, dude. I just thought it'd be funny.
I appreciate that. I don't feel like I've had a bad day.
And you need to also end every day with a smile.
I agree with that. Luckily I do. Lucky for me, I don't take any of this stuff personally or any of it too seriously. So it's all good, man. I'll be ending the year with a smile tonight during our Alex Jones Show New Year's special broadcast. So I hope you join us for that. We'll be back on the other side for our final segment of the War Room on this December 31st broadcast. More of your calls, more videos, more stories on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I'm the weekend guy. So I do everything that all the other writers do just on the weekends.
Oh.
And so I have to do newsletters. I got to put up the reports. I got to write the articles. I got to do the blurbs.
Ooh.
And interface with Jones to make sure he has what he wants. And, you know.
This is the thing about news. It's every hour, every minute of the day.
Never ends.
Yeah.
Vivian Kubrick, daughter of visionary Stanley Kubrick, captured a stunning piece of raw truth on film in December of 2022, alongside the fearless Jamie White. That footage, unfiltered and unapologetic, reveals the humanity of a voice for liberty gone too soon.
This is the back end. This is where all the magic happens.
That looks like email.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just different posts.
Oh.
You got Paul's, and you got mine's.
Oh, and then you all check each other's stuff, and then who gets editorship? Senior editor of the site.
Well,
We're
still kind of working on that, but on the weekends, you know, it all falls on me. So I'm the editor, I'm the writer, I'm the webmaster, do all that stuff.
So. You know, that's a lot. For just a few guys to be doing. I mean,
tell me about it.
Yeah, no, it's seriously.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I mean, once so used to thinking that things are all kind of digital and electronic, but the old newspaper man thing is still happening.
Yeah, it's just now we're not using ink. It's all just digital now.
Jamie White. Gunned down, a bullet tore through his carotid artery, silencing a voice they couldn't control.
His friends here were more like his family because he didn't have anybody else here.
White was a writer for InfoWars in Austin.
He definitely liked to stand for truth, and he spoke up for what he believed in.
Sunday night, Aaron says White stayed late at work.
Literally right when he got home, all that happened.
It was a little before midnight. White was home at the Chandelier Apartments off Douglas Street. Austin police say people were possibly burglarizing White's vehicle. White interrupted them, and they shot and killed him in the parking lot.
Crazy that he's gone just like that.
The suspects ran off.
Do you know, I'm still so amazed that people don't know that Obama passed that law, you know, signed that law in December 2012, and then kind of fell into...
The propaganda thing?
Yeah, where it said
the
that
propaganda doctrine?
Yeah, so...
Where government can lie to you legally?
Yeah, it's like, please!
Yeah.
That should be like front page, that should be a front page banner every day.
That was a... I remember when that happened. That was a really big deal to me.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't super secret. Like, it was covered by the mainstream media.
Yeah.
But they were covering it like it was like, yeah, like this is great, you know, like, you know, they're saying it'll do the opposite of what it does, you know. Oh, this will crack like, down on propaganda. It's like, but you just made propaganda
legal. No.
But that's how they're so successful, in part because that kind of gaslighting is just so, like, a normal person just who is, like, apolitical or doesn't follow this stuff, like, they're just so assaulted with the inverted, you know, version of what they're saying that they just, like, come to believe it, you know, because it's surely they wouldn't lie to such a degree that it's, like, the polar opposite. You know, most people don't, like, think that way, you know. So.
And InfoWars, it's been a relentless siege. Attacks raining down from all sides. A coordinated assault to choke out the last mutterings of free thought. Yet here we stand, battered but unbroken, staring down the barrel of tyranny.
Come out of the house with your hands up. Do it now. Do it slow.
Imagine how much crime was going on in downtown Austin. Rape, robberies. I mean, it's just... But no, all the cops are busy swatting Chase Geyser.
Yeah. So the first time there was a call that was a claim that something had happened to my house. The second time there was a call, the person just acted like they were me. Now, the first time it was just a text. This time it was a real person.
I've had some high-level folks in Army Special Operations call me 2 days ago saying that they're getting major intel that there are hit teams out with a high priority to kill me and others. Then I got a call last night about 7 o'clock from an extremely respected journalist. They don't want their name used at this point. Just leave it at that, who got a call from a very trusted source in high-level intelligence that said they've never seen the three hits in the NSA system with anybody but President Trump or his family at this level. So this is the highest level.
You know, we're at the last stages of this sort of currency collapse. You know, with this money printing and the inflation, it all kind of has an end game. And these people in power know that the end is coming. So the only way to really get out of something like that is, yeah, like a global war. Gets everyone's attention away from how did the system collapse.
The truth is a wildfire they can't extinguish. And every fallen warrior, like Jamie, fuels its spread. The New World Order may claw at our heels, but the awakened are rising. And their house of cards is trembling. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Probably the worst part of 2025 for us. Losing Jamie White. We'll go out to your phone calls again. I wanted to play that memorial that John Bound put together with help from the footage from Vivian Kubrick. We are going to go out to your calls. I did just see this post from L at some B I know on X. From 2023 to January 2025, the Biden DOJ added a fourth category of refugee that allowed for, quote, private sponsors of immigrants. No need to go through a resettlement service. You'll never guess which state was number one in participation. And it was, of course, Minnesota. They lead the nation in the new effort to welcome refugees through this private sponsor group. And, of course, Anthony Blinken was in on this. She says it's going to become a massive scandal. Sponsor groups welcome refugee newcomers by securing and preparing initial housing, greeting refugee newcomers at the airport, enrolling children in school, and helping adults to find employment. And so I think we're going to find that, yeah, the whole thing was a scam from the top to the bottom. And the Democrats not only knew this was going on, they specifically wrote legislation to facilitate the scamming and the fraud. With that, we got to your phone calls. Alex in Virginia has called in about the Minnesota system. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Listen, you're feeling really down, and you sound really down, and I get it. It's been a rough year, but on the good side of things, you are my number one squid jigger, and I hope everybody understands.
Wait, what did you call me?
You're my number one squid jigger.
Is that an A at the end or an ER at the end? All right, I'll take it. I'm a squid jigger. Okay.
Yeah, it refers back to the summer episode that you had done with about them draining out the oceans or whatever, the squid jigging.
Oh, I got you. Okay, yeah, the Chinese, yeah. Yes.
Right. But look, I'm glad I put a smile on your face.
That's
now,
funny.
Look, the whole Minnesota thing is disgusting and it's blowing up. I am wondering what's going out here in Virginia. So I'm gonna do a little bit of digging over here to see if that's the same thing that's happening here, because there's a lot of extra people.
Good.
Now, on the other side, I just want you to understand there are two stories that have been forgotten about this year. Number one, whatever happened to the story on the tunnels under the synagogues? Remember, there were several. It started out in Brooklyn, but then there were several that broke out in New York, that there was tunnels underneath those synagogues.
Was that this year?
The bloody mattress. Yes, it was, sir.
Was it really? I feel like that was like 3 years ago. Was that this year?
There's no way it was 3 years ago, but
I know.
What I'm saying.
I don't know, man. I mean, so much stuff happens.
Swept it so far under the rug. You thought it was 3 years ago.
Wait a second. I think I'm right. January 8th, 2024.
2024?
Your time is collapsing, man. That was 2024. Because I was thinking, you know why I know that? Is because I was putting together a compilation that I'm still working on. So it's probably too late now. But about 2025. And I was like, oh, I got to have the tunnels in there. And I looked it up, and because I did the same thing, I thought it was this year too. So that's why I know that it wasn't this year. So yeah, that's how heavily that one got buried.
Rob Dude got me with the math one, and now you got me with this one. This is not good.
That's okay. That's all right. Well, what was the other story you were going to say?
Oh, let's remember the greatest conspiracy of all time that nobody's even talking about, and I'm kind of upset about it. It is the Jeffrey Epstein deal that he didn't die. Remember, I told you a while ago, once we found out that Ghislaine Maxwell had her submarine license and all that and her company, and I mapped it out. Nobody's talking about it, and I'm kind of disgusted about this. What's going on, Harrison?
That's a good question. I can tell you what's going on now is they've just found $2.5 million new documents that they're having to go through. So, yeah, you know, it's just add it to the list, add it to the pile, add it to the, you know, the list of unachieved justice, right? People getting away with stuff. We finally got the Epstein documents and they're all blacked out and nothing's been done about it. So, yeah, I mean, that might be the story of the year because it's gone on all year because it sort of, to me, encapsulates everything about this year, the disappointment and the bizarre turnaround from Donald Trump about the whole thing, the lack of action from the Republicans, the way that they seemingly have turned against their own agenda and against their own supporters on this, the tie-ins with Israel, obviously. Like, yeah, the Epstein, this was the year of Epstein. 2025 was the year of Jeffrey Epstein, of being slapped across the face by our own government, lying to us endlessly, and only pretending to give us what we want when forced to, and blacking everything out anyway. I mean, that is the icon of 2025. Thank you so much for the call, Alex. As always, I greatly appreciate it. And you did put a smile on my face, calling me a squid jigger. let's go to Hammer. And I'm not in a bad mood. I just lost my voice. I'm just talking quietly because I lost my voice. I'm not in a bad mood. It's New Year's Eve. I'm having a hell of a time. It makes me bummed when I think about Jamie White. Obviously, I don't like being reminded of that, but I'm happy. I'm happy that we're ending this year once and for all. Let's go to Hammer Hardy in Florida, talking about the MAGA Mafia. Go ahead, Hammer Hardy, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you for taking my call. I want to start off by reminding people of the words of former President JFK. He said that we face an enemy that uses infiltration instead of invasion and uses guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. So we need to stop thinking about resistance. And I've said this before, and I really hope that in 2026 people can keep that in the front of their minds, that we need to stop thinking of resistance in the form of a militia and start thinking more along the lines of a mafia, because that's how our government has become so corrupt. They've used mafia tactics. And I gave you a movie recommendation a few months back. It was an old Sylvester Stallone movie called Fist. And it's very interesting to watch because we can do all the protesting we want. We can do all the picketing. We can do all the boycotting we want. We can try to follow all the rules as possible, but what's going to happen is they're just going to send in a bunch of tough guys to break your ribs. And if you don't have any push, which is something which is a concept that's described in the movie, if you don't have any push, you don't ever actually make any real change. And so we can keep doing the same thing over and over again, or we can try something that will actually work, because what we've been doing isn't working, regardless of how good it makes us feel.
I completely agree.
Your thoughts?
I completely agree. I've been saying for a while, white people need gangs. White people are going to need gangs. That's what it's going to come down to. I mean, it's going to come to that by necessity anyway. So, yeah, why not just do it, you know, seize the initiative here and just do it? Because, as I've been explaining over and over, like, when the rule of law breaks down, you devolve to clans. Like, what do you do if, you know, your daughter or your sister is attacked and you know that the judge is going to let the guy off? Do you go to the judge? You go through the process of trying to charge him and get him arrested and just to waste time because he eventually gets let out and justice is unachieved? No. You go to your cousins and you go, hey, I'm pretty sure I know who did this to my daughter. Let's go kill him. And then you go kill him. Like, that's how it works when, you know, legal authority breaks down. So, you know, if by necessity the devolution of America results in us having to clan up and, you know, operate for ourselves because the system can't be trusted, or whether we just need to decide to do that on the outset anyway. And again, I'm not calling for vigilante justice or anything. I'm explaining that is the, you know, obvious next step once the lawful authorities break down. So yeah, we need to tribe up. I mean, like I think Nick Fuentes puts it simply and perfectly. We need to take our own sides. Americans need to take your own side. And it's as simple as that. Thank you for the call, Hammer Hardy. We got time for a few more. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota now. Let's talk about free energy. Chad, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, that's interesting. The Jamie White, that unaired video was December 2022. Did I catch that correctly?
Yep.
I think I did.
Yep.
Well, it's interesting. I called about free energy, and I was mainly calling about how, by the way, great topics today. I think you're spot on as to just the temperature of everything that we've dealt with year one. And it's all the big, you know, the FBI is a joke. Trump being that, you know, it's his counsel that surrounds him. We're still, you know, we're in this, I'll go with the neo old adage of fool me 1,000 times, shame on you. Fool me 1,001, shame on me, I guess is where we're at.
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
It's to the point where you just, I mean, and I think, you know, I kind of, you elaborate or you discussed this earlier where, and I think many people have the same thing where, you know, outside of or short of the human miracle where everybody wakes up, or let's just say the majority of everybody truly wakes up, where a good majority of people, you can make a difference. But the reason I called is that December 2022 is a big year for free energy. There's break even out in the Lawrence Liverpool National Laboratory. There were scientists through the National Ignition Facility. They achieved break even with fusion. And that is basically, it's an over unity in my opinion. They don't call it that, but it's less in, more out.
Mm.
So the December 2022 is also a big year for Nuno Lorero. He took on the director at MIT, who's the MIT director of plasma science and fusion center. So, and that story has kind of just fallen by the wayside. I mean, we have the, you know, and you were talking about with the economy and taxes and everything and how we just keep, the number one thing to keep it simple for everybody is that the more that they hold us up, or the less that we can get to the point where we have the opportunity to pay for whatever we can within our means and what is, you know, not going outside your means. If you're not strapped down by taxes, by interest, by credit cards, by everything that's thrown at you, we could afford that, but that's just the system that captures us. We don't have an opportunity to ever get outside of that. So in over unity, you think about it, everybody that has a chance to do this as much as possible is buy low, sell high, or as least amount in to start and get out as much as you can. And we are trapped and we are captured and we are slaves. Neo-feudalism, I mean, there are things that we are never going to escape. And if Trump doesn't get, you know, the golden age, how do we get to a point where we can say this free, you know, let's get to, you know, we're never going to be where we can go and say,
you know, maybe that's
we're not going to the pump.
You know, as sort of blackpilling as everything looks, as everybody's looking around going, all right, voting's not working, what's next? I mean, maybe it's a technological advantage like that, a technological advancement like that, free energy. I mean, if something came out, if there was some company somewhere working quietly on a little miniaturized nuclear reactor, and suddenly they come out and you can pay $5,000 and never pay for energy again because you can power your whole neighborhood off of something the size of a cooler, like, that's revolutionary. That upends everything. So I mean, maybe it's something like that. Maybe that's what we can put our focus into, knowing, as you point out, it would take a miracle, really, to, and we're doing our best. We're trying desperately. I mean, our mission is to wake people up, and we have been incredibly successful, like unimaginably, unpredictably successful in that. But man, to achieve that critical mass of people, I mean, unless somebody, you know, can get us in contact with a hacker who can take over, you know, the Super Bowl broadcast so we can get a message out to 1 billion people at once, like, you know, short of that, I don't know if we have time to try to, you know, systematically wake everybody else up. So yeah, maybe a technological advance could set us free from the chains of slavery that we're in. So that's very interesting. Thank you for the call, Chad. And I think we're on the cusp of that. I mean, there are companies out there that are producing things like what I just said, and they're getting very, very close to releasing that stuff, and that would change the world forever. Let's go to, I want to go to Get Off the Rope, who's on Earth, line 9. Go ahead, get the rope. I'm sorry, Get the Rope on Earth. Go ahead,
yeah,
get the rope.
The rope.
That's right, the day of the rope approaches.
Yeah, Get the Rope. There's a lot of strong tree branches.
I think I get what you're saying. I think I get what you're hinting at subtly.
Yeah, we're at the point, right? I mean, what are we doing? if you or I were to do any of the stuff all these thrown us away and locked us up and thrown away the key, like, what are we doing?
Yep.
At a certain point,
great question.
Get the damn rope. I'm sorry. I'm a little fired up.
I'm right there with you. I mean, if Trump actually wanted to save it, like, I don't think Trump is the guy who's going to rely, we're going to have to rely on, but like a couple of things people have said, including yourself, if Trump actually did want to save this country, what he would do would be he would work behind the scenes with Congress and the Senate to get them to pass a law to create a new law enforcement agency. And we have to start over. CIA, no reclaiming that. FBI, there's no reclaiming that. So you start a new one and you call it the Bureau of Anti-Corruption or whatever, and you empower them with the ability to arrest, with the ability to indict, with the ability to perhaps even run their own court system. And you give them power over, above, and beyond what the FBI or the CIA can do. And there you have it. Now you have men wearing badges with guns, and you can say, go kick down the door of the FBI and haul away their servers. And then that would happen. How do you think the FBI got created? They wrote a law, the FBI creation law, and now the FBI exists, and now it has all the powers it has, and now it can surveil you and arrest you and kick down your door. And that was an act of Congress. So if Trump and the Republicans actually wanted to save us, like, I feel like they find comfort in the idea that it's hopeless. They find, you know, that they can justify their inaction by going, well, everything's so corrupt, we'll just have to play the game and get what's ours while we can. If they actually wanted to save the country, that's what they would do. They would create a Praetorian Guard, essentially. They would create a new office, a new force. They'd put somebody like General Flynn in charge of it. And they'd say, you are now empowered. You have full investigatory capabilities. Your job is to root out corruption wherever you find it in the federal government. Go. And then they would just go. And they would just do it. And they could just root it out, arrest them, haul them away. No legacy system. No shadow controllers pulling the strings, you know, behind the scenes. No decades worth of files hidden, you know, somewhere in the basement. Now, burn all that down, create a new force, call it whatever you want, come up with another three-letter acronym, and slap a badge on their chest and put them to work. That would save the country. Same thing with the judiciary. Fire the judges, put new judges in, just like Thomas Jefferson did. It would take an effort by the president, get Congress and Senate to go along with it. We can do it while we still have the majority. We have about 9 months if we felt like doing something like that, or anything. If we felt like doing anything, felt like doing absolutely anything to save the country, we're rapidly running out of time. That's going to do it for this year. That's our broadcast on the War Room, but tune back in about 3 hours, 9 p.m. Central, for the InfoWars Alex Jones Midnight New Year's Eve broadcast. Starts at 9 p.m. InfoWars.com, band.video. Share those links on X, and we'll see you in a few hours for the big celebration. Happy New Year, everybody.
So it is absolutely critical that you go to the AlexJonesStore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra-massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at AlexJonesStore.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. Infowarsstore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.